So I hope after you probably had a lot of technical talks, I think this one's going to be a little more entertaining, sort of something to sort of and sort of get out of the hard stuff, so a little bit relaxing for a last sprint. So first of all, a little bit about who I am. My name is Christopher Dutz. I'm a senior IT consultant and work for a company called Codecentric in Germany. But my complete sort of every bit of free time I have sort of goes into multiple open source projects, mostly Apache. So in the meanwhile, I think I've become about 10 Apache projects where I'm a committer. I'm also a member of the foundation, and since a few months, I'm allowed to call myself vice president of a top-level project. So I'm the VP of Apache PLC4X, and well, if you want to listen what I'm doing, or maybe just see some pictures of some insane stuff I've been eating, well, I don't post much pictures of food I eat, but only if it's too freaking strange, then I do. So this talk's called about from the idea to the top level project. So I'll just give you a few minutes on the general idea. The talk's not going to be about the project itself too much, but I think it's good to sort of know what the idea was. So I was doing a job as a senior IT consultant in Frankfurt, and I was just, well, Frankfurt is sort of the home of all the banks and insurance companies. And I was sort of, after 12 years of working for, I think, 14 banks and insurance companies, I was feeling sort of completely fed up with my job. I know I'm a good IT guy, but it just wasn't any fun anymore. I had to sort of force myself to go to work every morning. So I was even thinking of just quitting my job, starting something completely new, probably with wood. But I thought, oh, well, but I am good at it, and I think even if I did switch the profession, I still would sort of be doing IT stuff. So I thought, I like it when things move. So all this cloud-native stuff, that's sort of not my cup of tea. I really like to sort of press a button and some engine flicks on and does something. So I really like sort of the real stuff. So IoT was always interesting for me, and especially 2 or 3 years ago, this whole industry 4.0 stuff was coming up. And when digging into what all of this meant, it was sort of all this cloud, big data, machine learning stuff. So I thought, hey, cool. So I really want to do this IoT stuff. And the industry is sort of looking for people able to do that. So I want to do industry projects. And sort of looking at some charts, well, it doesn't matter if you can read them. I think you can sort of see the curve. So everybody's expecting this topic to sort of go through the roof within the next few years. So I thought, well, why not sort of start doing projects for the industry? But the thing was, we were missing some very vital part, because our software just couldn't communicate with the industrial hardware out there. So I had sort of had this idea of building SCADA systems with open source. And so I did a little test balloon, sort of was a call for paper for ApacheCon Miami, and I thought, oh, well, I'll just give it a try. I'll just submit a paper on building SCADA systems with open source. And whoa, who would have thought? It was accepted. I was really surprised. I was sort of, I didn't know what to expect. I was thinking, oh, well, hopefully there will be 3 or 4 people, but the room was packed. And the responses after that talk, they were really great. And it was a talk where I didn't have anything to sort of demonstrate, because it was just an idea. So what happened after that? Well, being sort of a little encouraged through the attendance and the feedback from the people in the talk, I took this to our company's board, and we sort of have a thing called innovation budget. It's sort of 1/3 of the revenue of the company sort of goes into a fund, and if somebody in the company has a good idea, well, he can sort of apply for funding, sort of like a Shark Tank sort of thing. And if you get funding, well, then you can get started. So my idea was sort of not to build SCADA systems with open source. I wanted to just do the build an open source library for communicating with industrial hardware, because I knew there's a shitload of cool projects out there with which you could sort of just plug together a great SCADA system. The Streampipes guys back there, they will probably know what I'm talking about. So the fun thing was I prepared 3/4 of an hour of presentation, and I started my talk, and after 10 minutes they gave it to me. Damn it, what did I do all these slides for? So I got the chance to sort of work without having to earn money for the company for 6 months. And I got to I got started in October 2017. They initially gave me 6 months, but the results we had and the sort of the feedback from the industry and from the community was so great that for the past 2 years, I haven't had to go to any banks or insurance companies. I was completely free to work 100% of my time on Apache PLC for X. So, that having said that, it was always the plan to sort of go to Apache. Especially with this project, I really, really wanted this legal shield, because I knew Siemens and all the other big players, they had a lot of money to lose if my project was ever going to be successful. So I was expecting them, even if I did everything absolutely correct, I was expecting them to sort of start filing lawsuits against me, not for winning, but just for a nuisance, or just from keeping me doing the thing, and in the end, maybe me giving up. And me being a full-blooded Apache, I never thought about a second foundation to take my project to. So what do you have to do first? Well, first of all, you have to find a name. And a few of you might be laughing, but finding a name is actually quite a hard thing. First of all, it should be something people could remember, so it shouldn't be that long. It shouldn't be something totally silly people sort of make fun of. And it sort of had to sort of link to the project. So my initial idea was, well, I like projects with animals. Sort of, I loved whenever you have a project, sort of the Docker whale, the Hadoop elephant, the Flink squirrely thing, the minute new. So I really liked that, and when I always thought, well, I think if you've got a great little mascot, that's a good thing. So I was looking for an animal name that has a P, an L, and a C in it. So I started looking. I think I had exported from a dictionary a name of all sorts of animals, and then I had a regular expression to filter out ones with exactly that category, and it came up with stuff like a pelican, some funny, freaky-looking naked rat, or something like that, and I thought, oh, well, that sucks. But then it showed me the palm civet, and I really liked that, because sort of it's a little animal, it sort of lives on Java, but also on other islands, so I like that. It also likes coffee, and it sort of makes a deluxe product out of something ordinary. So if you don't know, palm civets are the ones producing the famous poop coffee, Kopi Luwak. So I thought, oh well, that sounds good. So what do you got to do then? So you got to sort of come up with some names, and you got to do a lot of checks. You got to check if the name is a sort of a registered trademark in 4 of the big registries, sort of in the US, in the European Union, in China, and in India. So that's what's sort of expected from you if you want to start a new project at Apache. Also, you have to sort of do some checks with Google or some search engines if that's sort of an overly used name in that context. And also on GitHub, on SourceForge and stuff like that. So you should make sure that that name is not already sort of taken. In the end, well, we decided that Apache Palm Civet sort of, it sort of wasn't that great of an idea. So we came up with I think I, in the end, I did this name check thing with all the checks I just mentioned to you, and you can see sort of my, in our Confluence, I did a sort of a list where I sort of did all these checks for about 400 names. In the end, I even did a random generator that sort of generates 8 characters with all sorts of random letters to sort of find something. But in the end, we sort of stuck with PLC for J or PLC for X. I always thought it should be not just for Java, so we decided to go with PLC for X. There was one collision, because there was a company in Russia that sort of 30 years ago created a little electronic device to make it able to speak with PLCs they manufactured, and they called that device PLC for X. But it hasn't been available to buy it. Hasn't been done any advertising. It wasn't a registered trademark. So in the end, we got the go to stick with PLC for X. So we had a name. So in parallel, we started setting up the lab. It's sort of not... Usually at Apache, it's sort of we live with resources that infra gives us. So it was sort of a problem of having hardware devices, because if the entire infrastructure is in the cloud, try screwing something to that. So in the end, we sort of had the idea of setting up a VPN in our office in Frankfurt and screwing some of those rails on the wall and just plug things in there and to sort of give the community access to the VPN. So every committer of Apache PLC for X can sort of request an account. And then you can log in, then you can talk with the real things. Well, probably currently people will have problems communicating with that S7 device because that's in my bag here. So also, a logo is quite important. I think if you have a look at the sticker booth, there are projects that have really great logos and there are ones that aren't quite as good. So I always thought we definitely need a great logo. And the cool thing of starting a project at CodeCentric, for example, was I could sort of get access to the shared resources we had there. And our company designer, Valentina, she showed me a picture. Her desk was completely covered with pencil sketches of different variants of our mascot. And in the end, sort of, as you can see over here, so it looks sort of like him, but it changed over time, and in the end, well, our PLC for X logo is what came out. The thing is, it should resemble Palm Civet, so I really like that idea. And that, in English, I was told it's called a toddy cat, sort of, and that's why sort of our mascot, sort of the name Toddy, sort of stuck with him. So we're not just doing names and logos, but also we had to do a little bit of coding because it's really not, it doesn't happen that sort of project started Apache at zero. It's sort of just not sort of made for that. Sort of, if you go into the incubator, Apache sort of expects at least sort of a minimum set of 4 or 5 active contributors, some code you can actually donate. So we started outside of Apache, set up some repos on our company infrastructure and started coding. And in October 2017, I got my first working driver to communicate with a Siemens S7 device. I have to admit, I took that picture. It's actually not correct because that was sort of our victory beer when adding the second driver, but I just didn't have a picture of the first one, so I stuck with that. So what do you need to do if you want to enter incubation? First of all, you've got to find mentors. I think they suggest, or the minimum is 3. I would suggest not to just go with a bare minimum. You got to find one of those mentors that will be willing to be your champion. The champion is sort of the guy who sort of, or the person that sort of guides you through the process and officially does the create a Git repository, create this account, do this, do that. Because you can imagine if there are sort of three mentors and somebody says, now we can create the repository, and all of them three sort of create one, it's sort of not that good. So the champion is going to be the one sort of that actually does the creation of stuff. In parallel, you have to sort of start working on your incubation proposal. Sort of, it's sort of a little bit of a formal document, what you describe, what you are, what you're planning on doing, how your community is currently sort of looking, why you want to come to Apache, if there are any legal issues. For example, I had to sort of write into that proposal that it might happen that sort of the industry might be filing some nuisance lawsuits, but that we were also doing everything that these would sort of just disappear or not be successful. If you've finished with your incubation proposal, you usually register on the incubator mailing list and sort of post your proposal and discuss this. Sort of, usually the email sort of discuss incubation proposal project X, and then you sort of say, hi, here's our incubation proposal, and you just get some feedback from other incubator members or even people registered on the mailing list. So in December 2017, we finally entered incubation. We took as a champion, we asked Justin McLean. Our mentors in general were Greg Trasuk, Justin McLean, Luciano Resende, and Stefan Bodovic. That was sort of when it started. I intentionally have to admit that I asked Justin to join us because I knew that if I wanted to keep the legal basis absolutely clean, I think I should have Justin on board. Because I did see that a lot of projects that sort of didn't pay attention to legal issues, they tend to sort of submit a release candidate and vote on that, and it passes the internal vote, then it comes to the incubator, and there it's just sort of, bam, you've got this and this and this and this. And they started to get annoyed and sort of... So I wanted to sort of submit my first release candidate and have it sort of pass. So that's why I planned on sort of at least having the legal basis covered from the beginning. So as soon as we got accepted into the incubator, a lot of paperwork had to be done. First of all, well, Codecentric had to sign a so-called CCLA. It's a corporate contributor license agreement. It's sort of, if you work for a company, you usually sign a contract that all work you do during your work time sort of belongs to the company. If you, for example, sign an individual contributor license agreement with Apache, it says that everything you do for a project belongs to Apache, for an Apache project. Everything. So this is sort of in strong contrast to what you signed with your employer. So the CCLA generally says, yes, everything that one of our employees does during his work time for an Apache project, that also belongs to Apache. So you have to do that first. We did already create some software. So in order to hand that over to Apache, Codecentric also had to sign the software grant. So we donate this code to Apache and give up all the rights that we can to Apache. Everyone who was planning on being a part of the PPMC, they had to sign ICLAs. I think I was the only one in the PPMC that already had that, so we had to sort of do that for everyone who wanted to participate. Then came the technical stuff, sort of move the Git repository from our company Git repo into the Apache one. Well, that was easy. Create a new remote and just push it there. All was good. But then came sort of migrating from our company internal GitLab to the Apache Jenkins system. And this is where it gets a little tricky because, let's say, Apache infrastructure, it's really great, but if you look at sort of this Jenkins job, I think this Jenkins instance, it has so many nodes and there is so many projects running on this that there are some things you have to know. You can't do everything on every single node, so a little bit of porting was required. And whenever any one of you who ever is planning on sort of starting a new project, I would definitely recommend to sort of get someone on board that actually knows this infrastructure well, because it might be difficult to get started. As I said, I did a lot of this name checking at the beginning, but that's sort of what you have to do before getting into a project. What you really have to do before graduation is do an official Podling name search. So it's sort of the Apache guys do the checks you already did, again, to confirm that they're correct, and do some searching on their side. And first, when you get an approved on your Podling name search issue, that's when you're really allowed to sort of officially use that. I did that sort of as one of the first things, because I thought, as longer as it takes till we sort of graduate, the more blog posts have been written, the more emails have been written, the more code has been written, and if we have to change the name later on, it's just a lot of more work and a lot of wasted publicity. So one of the first things I did was sort of initiate this Podling name search. You have to sort of get your first version of the website open. Online, I have to admit, I really suck at websites. So this was sort of quite difficult for me. But, well, it's online, it's working. And sort of last not least, we had to sort of move the technical discussions onto the mailing list. Let's say migrating the Git repository was the easiest thing. But there were unexpected challenges. For example, it might sound silly, but if you sort of go to your company and you ask people who wants to join, you'll get tons of raised hands. If you then ask them to really do something, that's a completely different topic. Till the end of incubation, we didn't manage to get all of my colleagues who signed up for being part of it to actually just register on the mailing list. Another thing that was very problematic was, for one of my colleagues was sitting directly next to me, and he was sort of one of the only ones really actively contributing. But the thing is, he kept on asking and discussing things with me. I said, please, this is important, bring it to the list. And he said, yeah, but nobody's reading that. Please take it to the list. And he kept on not doing it, till in the end I had to say, sorry, I am not going to respond to your question if you won't write an email to the mailing list, and I can answer via email. It sort of felt silly, but in the end that worked. But in general, I said, the colleague of mine, he was working on it with me, it sort of started in March 2018 that he started working with me, and it was sort of sort of half a day per week that he was actively working on it. So most of it was me working, writing emails. I was writing enormous amount of emails. I was also responding to my own emails. I was talking about PLC4X at meetups, at conferences. I traveled through Germany talking to companies that were willing to listen to what I had to say. I went to industrial fairs, and that was pretty interesting because I didn't go there as a sort of, I didn't have a stand there, sort of, or a booth. So I went there with business cards and went to all the booths and sort of turned the reason of a fair a little bit around. So I contacted them and said, you're doing this and that, how about doing some open source? So I was traveling quite a bit. Writing articles for blogs, for newspapers, for magazines, and even more coding. And then in March, we managed to sort of get... I got my first article on Apache PLC4X onto the cover of a magazine. So if you can see here, edge computing with and industrial IoT with Apache Agent and Apache PLC for X. So I thought that was really awesome. So as I knew, sort of working on publicity and sort of making your project known is very important, and especially if you're if it's just you traveling around, you needed something to sort of stick out of the crowd. So I had a real toddy made. He's sitting here. So if you guys ask yourself, and I bet most of you asked yourself, why is that guy running around with that cat all the time? And actually, I think that was the question I was asked most running around this place here. At ApacheCon in Vancouver, I think it was Shane who was sort of presented the yellow Hadoop or elephant sort of, it was a replica of the original one, and he was running around with it all the time, and I kept on remembering that. So I thought, yeah, he was doing something out of the ordinary. Well, I think he wasn't doing it intentionally, he just liked the elephant. But I thought, yeah, but I kept on remembering that. So I had this idea that if I sort of run around on conferences with a plush animal, I will probably be the only one that does that. And people will sort of get curious. And I got enormous amounts of, hey, what's the thing with the cat? Or, hey, where can I get one? And the cool thing is, if people approach you and ask you this question, well, it's the perfect time for a little project pitch. And the thing is, people really remembered that. Because, well, you were doing something out of the ordinary. And I don't know, it's a little psychological trick. If you do something that sort of creates an emotion, even if it's just, well, sort of tends to be remembered more. And it, in the meanwhile, people are sort of also asking, hey, you traveling without your cat? It's people that wouldn't know me if I hadn't had Toddy with me. Yeah, that's sort of me and Toddy traveling in Germany. But it was still sort of me writing emails, starting discussions on the mailing list, me objecting to my own ideas or taking the discussion further. It sort of felt silly, really, really silly. But then sort of July 2018, something very interesting happened. And this is sort of the email statistic of our mailing list. You can see, this is sort of me sort of asking questions, starting discussions, discussing with myself, and probably Justin sort of pointing out some legal stuff. And it was sort of just me, myself, and I. And then all of a sudden, end of June, suddenly traffic sort of skyrocketed. So first people started showing up on the mailing list. First people started submitting bug reports. First people found bugs, fixed them, and submitted pull requests. First people started actually using PLC4X. Till then it was sort of me, my lab, doing some things I thought were making sense. But it were more and more people that sort of started to actually use it and bring some very important feedback. It says in my speaker notes, Julian, please stand up. But, well, on 21st of September, we voted in our first PPMC who wasn't part of the initial PPMC. A month or two later, we then also had our first community meetup. That was sort of at Pragmatic Industries. That's Julian's company near Stuttgart. And we just said, hey, everyone interested in the project, please come around. And it was a really great day. It was the sort of the first time people interested in PLC4X actually met. So we knew we had a lot of new people on board. I knew Julian and Tim, his employee, who were very enthusiastic about PLC4X, but they weren't quite used to Apache and how the Apache way works, and especially sort of not yet that deep into how we built PLC4X till then. So CodeCentric has this cool thing called the Finca. Well, it is a Finca, and it's on Mallorca. And it's sort of the intention to be a completely different environment, and we can sort of just book the finca and say, yeah, we're going there with a team of 10. We just fly there. There's everything sort of, it's a full service house. And so that was where we went. We asked the community on the list. Everybody was free to attend, to join us for, I think it was 5 days of coding. And actually, we did an insane amount of coding there. And it was sort of what we did for onboarding our first new people on board. We also discussed sort of, well, as I said, most of PLC for X till then was sort of what I did, what I thought was right. And so this was the first time we sort of stuck together, discussed how I did things, how we can do it better, did a lot of refactoring. And it was really a great experience. And, well, onboarding does not only involve rule preaching and talking, well, it also sort of contains some beer. Well, here's one of my favorite pictures from that weekend. Fun fact was, I told you that sort of running around with a cat sort of makes you stick out of the crowd. Fun fact was, when we were checking in back at the airport, the employees at the airport asked us, are you those guys that came from Frankfurt on Wednesday? Oh, gee, what happened now? What did we do? Yeah, I knew it. Because the whole airport's talking about that group of men traveling with a cat. Then on in October last year, we had our first release. As I said, I was sort of planning on getting RC1, or Release Candidate 1, out. Unfortunately, I staged it. I started the vote. And when doing the checks you do as release manager, well, I noticed that I had forgotten to add the release notes and the notice file. So, well, I instantly cancelled the vote, spun up a second one, and that was immediately a success. Sort of made me upset me a little, because I really had planned on being sort of one of the first incubator podlings to sort of get its Release Candidate 1 out at the first time, but oh well. So, also in October last year, we had our first major proof of concepts. It was, companies were giving us the chance to sort of demonstrate the power of open source. So, we did sort of, I did a really big proof of concept for a very large pharmaceutical company. That was an insane success. You can see that little box. That's sort of a Raspberry Pi in a sort of metal case. And that thing sort of replaced a system that costs that company 800,000 euros in license costs per year. And it runs on a computer that costs, I think, $250,000. And all that thing, the old system was able to sort of produce a stream of data points that contains at maximum 2,000 data points every second. And we were able, with that little Raspberry Pi, we provided a system that provided all data points the system had in a time that our widgets, we had a little Grafana dashboard, sort of our widgets sort of turned faster than the SCADA system they were using. So that was fast. For the car manufacturer, that was when we tried our proof of concept of a Kafka Connect adapter. So it was a challenge to collect 2,600 data points on 26,000 PLCs in 13 factories all over the world. And we sort of outperformed the solution Siemens had to offer by a factor of 1,200. And sort of saving, I think it was 150 million in license costs alone. Not talking about hardware cost or engineering cost. But unfortunately, we didn't make it. Well, if sort of part of the company is owned by Siemens, well, they sort of have a little more to say than we did. So November last year, that was sort of rememberable, because that was the first time I was having a talk at a conference, and I saw people that had PLC4X stickers on their laptops. And they weren't sort of related to the project directly, but they sort of picked up some stickers, I think, at another conference I was speaking at. So this was really nice. So in total, 2018 was, I think I was just, during the break between Christmas and New Year, I was just sort of doing nothing because I was completely worn out. I had talks on 17 talks at conferences or meetups. I visited 4 industrial fairs, and visiting an industrial fair is quite a lot of work. You usually stay there for 2 or 3 days, going to every booth there is. I had 2 articles in IT magazines published, 3 blog posts, and most of all, we started forming a really great team. So looking back, it was really great to see sort of not only have other people write emails on the mailing list, but knowing the people behind these emails and really treating them as friends. I found a lot of new friends. My plan for 2019 was to do less talks. Well, I think I failed with that. So what happened then? In the beginning of this year, the first third of the year, I mainly concentrated on sort of helping those parts of the community that wanted to build C++ drivers, Python drivers, C# and .NET drivers. I assisted sort of with the build infrastructure and stuff like that. And I also worked on the driver generation, because if you want to provide drivers for industrial hardware for a lot of protocols and a lot of languages, it's sort of a nightmare to maintain this if you write the code by your own. So it was always our idea to have these generated. And what took up quite a lot of time was the graduation preparation work. You have to make sure, so if the website is 100% correct, you have to make sure this and that is 100% correct, that all sorts of formal things are just sort of checked off. So that consumed quite a lot of time. And then finally in April we did the vote. If the project thinks it should graduate, and it passed. And we forwarded that to the Apache Incubator mailing list. And there it passed too. And what you can see here is sort of me, sort of, we have this rule at Apache that sort of votes have to stay open for 72 hours. So this was sort of me, sort of literally got my watch in my hand, sort of waiting till the 72 hours passed. And sort of, I think this was the email with the result of the vote sent to the incubator. This is the email I sent to Sally about starting the PR work. And down there I have in the board report tool the resolution document prepared. So I just had to sort of click, 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 and graduation was done. So, on 17th of April 2019, we had the joy of becoming the 200th project of the Apache Software Foundation. And what came then was sort of Apache sends out some emails, sort of press releases, blog posts are released. They were all coordinated. So at first, the official Apache news announcement goes out, and then all the companies that want to send blog posts related to that are coordinated, that they are sort of have the best impact. What happened then was sort of 2 days later, I was called by someone from the European Commission. And they were doing this EU FOSSA hackathon thing in Brussels, where the European Commission invited system-relevant projects to come to Brussels to work together and sort of improve There were, I think, Tomcat, I think we had some machine learning, Spam Assassin was there, the Apache PLC for X project was there. It was a weekend of working, community building, coding, and a lot of Belgian beer, but that beer tastes a lot better if the European Commission is paying. So here's a little picture of our little setup. You can see we already had our Team Toddy t-shirts that I'm running around with all the time. And that was really a great experience. And then finally, on May 24th, we had our first release as a top-level project. By the way, the one in the crocodile, that's actually me. And then looking back a little, I showed you those charts at the beginning where sort of industrial IoT was expected to sort of go through the roof. Well, those are the download statistics of Apache PLCFX on Maven Central. So, was quite a correlation. So, my summary on incubation, it's a lot of hard work. So, it's not something you just sort of do, sort of like, yeah, I'll apply, yeah, and you have to put work into that. What I also learned is building community is a lot harder than building code. Getting people interested in your project, getting people to sort of start contributing their free time or their paid time, that's a lot of work. But also, I have to admit, I think the joy of seeing email traffic sort of increase on the mailing list from other people, the feeling I had when seeing that, it was way greater than being able to talk to the first PLC. Going through this process together, it sort of really starts to form the community. It sort of, at least for us, it was sort of, it brought us together. Maybe we started a release and there was a problem and somebody other helped. And it was just a really great experience. And in the end, I got to know a lot of new people. All of these I would really regard as being my friends now. And I wouldn't have met them without the project. So in the end, I'd say incubation really can be fun. So if maybe there are some people here that are planning on bringing a project to the Apache Incubator, I have some suggestions or some things I would like you to sort of think about. First of all, invest in community building. That is the most important part. Apache, it's all about code over community over code. So please think about sort of investing in community building. Another thing is I have seen incubating podlings that sort of start with the strictest rule set, sort of, review then commit. Everything has to be done in a separate branch, ideally in your own forked repository to not pollute the branching structure in your central repository. And there are enormous amounts of rules you can put up. Don't do it. Apply the rules you need to get the business going, but not more. Because don't do things like the big ones, because you are not. You are a small project. So do it like small projects. And the last advice I would really like to give you is accept advice from your mentors. They are not there to sort of be a nuisance and be an annoyance for you. They are there to help you, and they have done that before usually. And the advice they are giving that for a good reason. Maybe a little example. I said Apache PLC for X was the 200th project of the Apache Software Foundation. Well, generally, it would have been a different one because there was a podling skywalking. They had done the resolution stuff and the result of the vote has been announced, I think 2 weeks before PLC4X had. But also, they were a project that kept on really, really writing angry emails about mentors interfering with their project and sort of really sort of not accepting advice they were getting, and they were begging for other mentors not interfering with their project. Well, I did notice pretty early that they sort of, well, must have forgotten to add their graduation resolution to the board list. I just thought, oh, well, they asked for other mentors not interfering with their business, so I just kept my mouth shut. And, so I was able to sort of submit the resolution first, and, well, we became the 200th project. So, what's to come for Apache PLC4X? Well, growing the community, and that will never, ever change. I think, well, maybe if PLC4X one day retires, well, then we can take that off. But till that time, growing the community will always be the biggest thing that we concentrate on. We also want to do some technical stuff, sort of add new languages, or C++, C, so we can finally use it in Minute. Other things, we definitely adding new protocols. We're sort of adding new protocols all the time. And another thing that I really sort of would really, really like to do, and what ApacheCon was really great for, working together with other projects. Because we're not sort of doing this on our own. We're sort of living in an ecosystem in which projects can only excel if they really work together with other projects. For example, there are communities around industrial IoT and IoT in general at the Eclipse Foundation, at the Linux Foundation, but sort of they're not working together. So that was sort of what the talk I did with Roman together was sort of, that was my, what I valued most about this was, that was the first time there was a talk of an Apache IoT project together with the Linux Foundation IoT projects. And that's one thing I really want to improve, because only if we work together, we can really sort of win against that huge marketing departments from the industry. So, and I think I finished in time. Thanks for listening. So, are there any questions? I think we still have...